shaking all over.
Weekdays from noon till 7, right here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's good for you.
Hey, all you non-for-profit organizations out there. If you're having trouble spreading the word about an upcoming event or the mission of your organization, your friends at WCWP are here to help. Send us information about your organization or event, and we'll do our best to put it on air. Contact us at info@WCWP.org or send your information to 720 Northern Boulevard, Brookville, New York, 11548. A message from your friends at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
You're listening to LIU Post Public Radio.
See that man? The one so seriously engrossed in the work before him? That's Ozzie Nelson, one-time holder of the title Man. Do you know what's running through his mind? He's wondering which is the superior towel in the bathroom, his or hers. At present, he's engaged in a bitter struggle, the struggle of a man determined to maintain his dignity and to preserve his rightful place as head of the household. Note the square jaw, the steely blue eyes, the look of determination, the look of a man ready to fight. A fair fight, yes, but a tough one.
Knit one, purl one. Knit one, purl one. Knit one, purl... Come on in, Barney.
I just came over... Well, Mother McCree.
I'm knitting.
Oh. Are you expecting a cuddly little visitor?
No, I wasn't, but as long as you're here, sit down.
I know it's January, but if you want some strawberries, I'll go get them for you.
Don't make fun of me, Barney. You suggested I get into a contest with Harriet, and this is it. A sock knitting contest. Push the book over closer, will you, Thorny?
Oh, knitting instructions. Item one, knit. Item two, purl. What are you doing, Oz? Item one or item two?
Item three, untangling the mess. See. Move hands together, keeping needles and fingers in motion. That's it. Knit one, purl one. Knit one, purl one. Needles working harmoniously, action of the fingers nicely synchronized. Knit one, purl one. Knit one, purl one. How do you like that, Thorny?
Oh, that's very good, Oz. Now let's see you try it with the yarn.
See, that's the trouble. It works perfectly till I try it with the yarn.
But yeah. Well, try it again. Maybe I can find out what's wrong.
Well, just follow me along in the book there. Now, I grasp the yarn with my left hand. I slip the needle through the loop. Now, with the right hand, I pull the yarn over the left and slip the needle through. Now, I cross the yarn over the right hand and slip the needle through.
Now what?
Now, if you'll untie my hands, I'll continue. It happens every time.
Yeah, let me see what it says here.
Say, wait a minute. Yeah, I think I see what I'm doing wrong. Through, over, slide. Under, through, slide. Say, I've got it. Knit one. Purl one.
That's the old fight.
Knit one.
Knit one. Purl one. Knit one. Purl one.
It's just sort of a knack.
Knit one. Purl one. Knit one. Purl. Oz, I knew you could do it. Atta girl, Oz.
Look
old
at me, Thorny.
Come on, Oz. Keep going. Knit one.
Knit one.
Purl one.
Purl one.
Knit one. Purl one.
Knit one. Purl one. Knit. Item three again. It's no use, Thorny. Just look at this mess.
Oh, don't give up now, Oz. You were doing great.
Well, I'll give it one more try. Put it through here. Loop over the yarn. Slide the needle down. Under here. Over there. Easy does it. Knit one, purl one. Knit one, purl one.
Yeah.
Knit one, purl one.
Oh, you're a devil with those needles.
Purl. So you're sitting on my ball of yarn.
Oh, sorry. I wondered what that was moving around.
Knit one, purl one.
Knit one, purl one.
Knit one, purl one.
That's it. Good boy.
Knit one, purl one.
Keep it up, Oz.
Knit one, purl one.
I have to go.
See you later.
Do not give up.
I won't purl one.
So long, Ozzy.
Goodbye, Thorny. Knit one, purl one. Knit two, purl two.
Hi, Pop.
Knit. Oh, hi, fellas. I didn't hear you come in.
What are you doing, Pop?
Now, that's a silly question. See these needles flying? What does it look like I'm doing?
Bleeding to death.
Hand me one of those Band-Aids. I happen to be knitting a pair of socks.
What part of the sock is that you're working on? Gee, it isn't the toe, and it doesn't look like the heel.
Well, it started out to be the heel, but it was a little too small, so I decided to make it the toe, but it was a little too big, so it's going to be the coin pocket.
The coin pocket? I never heard of socks with coin pockets.
Well, I think these will have them. Anyway, neatness doesn't count in the contest.
What contest, Pop?
Oh, it's just a little contest your mother and I are having to see who can knit a pair of socks faster.
See, David? Pop's just like me.
What do you mean, Ricky?
Oh, he's been challenging all the girls to games ever since they beat us in the spelling match.
Oh?
He even challenged Mary Benson to Indian hand wrestling.
Oh, really? What happened?
I slipped. I bet Mom will be awful embarrassed if you beat her, huh, Pop?
Oh, I don't think so, David.
You think she'll cry?
Don't be silly. Your mother doesn't cry.
Oh, yes, she does, Pop. She cries sometimes, but she never lets you see her. Is that because she loves you so much, Pop?
Well, I suppose so.
I don't think she'll cry this time. She'll feel awful bad, but she's brave, boy. I wish I was as brave as Mom.
Ricky was even crying in the movies the other day.
Oh, yeah, wise guy?
No, look, boys, you don't understand this. You see, I'm not trying to make your mother cry. This is just a little... Oh, darn these needles. Hand me another one of those Band-Aids, will you? Two of them. I think it went clear through.
That you, Pop?
David, don't startle me like that. Go back to bed.
Where are you going?
Downstairs.
Did you hear a burglar?
If I had, I wouldn't be going downstairs. I'll tell you a little secret. I've been thinking things over, and I'm going down to do a little work on your mother's knitting. See, I want to make sure she wins. After all, I don't want to make her cry.
You're going to knit on her socks to help her?
Well, yes. Something wrong?
No, I guess not. You sure do get yourself in some tough spots, don't you, Pop?
That's the third time you've yawned this morning, dear. Didn't you sleep well last night?
Not too well. I dreamt I was knitting. I'm awful tired of knitting, Harriet. I'm willing to admit defeat.
Oh, no, dear. The way you catch on to things, I'll bet you're way ahead of me.
No, not a chance. In fact, I'll bet if we take a look at what you've knitted so far and what I've knitted so far, we'll find you're way, way ahead.
Okay, let's take a look. Let's see, where did I leave my knitting when I went to bed last night?
Right there on the windowsill. I wonder where I left mine.
In the piano bench.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See, here we are. See, take a look at mine. It's all done.
Well, it's wonderful, dear. And look at mine. It's only half... all done.
Well, I knew. That is, I thought you...
This is very strange. My sock looks terrible. I don't knit like this.
Well, I don't think it looks so bad.
Looks like a wool funnel.
What do you expect? I couldn't turn on any lights. I had to knit in the kitchen with the refrigerator door open.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I just came downstairs for a little bite to eat, and I happened to have my knitting needles with me, and... what about my sock? It looks pretty darn good.
Good? It looks excellent.
You didn't by any chance come down last night for a little snack, did you?
No, I didn't, dear. I came down to finish your socks.
But why did you want to finish my socks?
Because I wanted you to win. Why did you finish my sock?
Because I wanted you to win. Isn't this silly? Oh,
darling, what a beautiful thought. You wanted me to win.
No, I'm just a softy, I guess. But don't give me credit. It was really the boys. They sort of shamed me into it. In fact, they even suggested that if I won, you might start... What's the matter?
It was so thoughtful of you, dear. I'm sorry. I think I'm going to cry.
No.
Hi, Mom, what's the matter?
Nothing, boys. How come you're crying?
Oh, I see. You won after all, huh, Pop?
No, I didn't. Your mother's laughing. She's crying because she's happy. Boys.
Ozzie and Harriet will be back in just a moment.
I think it was a wonderful idea for us to call the contest off, don't you?
Oh, sure. By calling it off, it makes it a draw.
That's right. And definitely proves once and for all that men are superior to women.
Now, just a minute. You didn't win.
Oh, yes, I did. For 13 years, I've been trying to get you to knit me a pair of wool socks. And now, by tricking you into this contest, I'm finally going to get a pair.
Oh, dear, I didn't tell you, did I?
Tell me what?
I promised this pair of socks to Thorny.
You mean after I slaved over that pair of socks and worked my poor fingers to the bone, he gets them?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, when he came over yesterday morning, he said he wished he could think of some way to get them knitted faster.
So that's why he gave me all that encouragement. Where are my knitting needles?
What are you going to do, dear?
You see this ugly, contorted mass of sock I've knitted?
Oh, I don't know, dear. It might fit somebody.
Oh, yes. It'll fit anybody who happens to wear a size 23 shoe and has a quarter-inch ankle. I'm going to knit a mate, and I'll give them to Thorny. He'll wear them. They'll cut off his blood supply at the ankles. His feet will be like icebergs. His wife will divorce him. He'll be a ruined man. What revenge? Knit one, pearl one. Knit one.
Tune in again next week to another adventure of Ozzie and Harriet, starring Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Appearing in support of Ozzie and Harriet were John Brown, Tommy Bernard, and Henry Blair. Original music was composed and conducted by Billy May. This program originates in the Hollywood studios of the National Broadcasting Company and is also broadcast over the Trans-Canada Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is Vern Smith speaking.